This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. And do you know what? Today, the 20th of January, 41 years on the radio. Today is our anniversary. It's also Father Matt Williams' birthday. I want you to know, for 41 years, God has kept us going to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, to preach his word in season and out of season. Oh, yes, there are many times I came to this microphone out of season, but that wasn't going to stop me from preaching his word, because the word does what it says. It tells us in Isaiah 55, my word, as it goes forth from my mouth, shall not return to me void. It will do exactly what you call it to do. I tell you, Jesus said it, be healed, and the leper was healed. The word of God. I tell you, we need to know the word of God. Thank God for the Bible. Thank God for the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for his presence in our lives. It's time. It's time to wake up. And today, as we wake up, we need to pray for President Donald J. Trump, who will be inaugurated as the 47th president of the United States of America. Whether you like him or not, he's our president, and he needs our prayers. He's our president, and we need him to keep safe, because there are many people who hate him. Already there have been two times that they tried to kill him. We need to keep him in prayer. He is our president and will be inaugurated, I believe, at 12 o'clock today. So, whether you like him or not, you got him for 4 years with the help of God. For 4 years. So we want the best to come to him. Why? So that the best will come to us. It's all about him and us. It's not only about him. When the best comes to the president, the best comes to us. We do not want to see anything happen to Donald J. Trump. We want to see him lifted up by the prayers of God's people. Oh, today, he went into an Episcopal church. I pray that God touched him so that he would often go to church and do homage to God Almighty. Wouldn't that be wonderful? That he often goes to church to give homage to God Almighty. You see, all his power as President of the United States comes from God himself. That was where the power comes from. That's scriptural. And we need to keep him in prayer because he's our president. We need to keep him in prayer because so many people hate him. We need to keep him in prayer so that we would be safe and healthy. We need to keep him in prayer. I pray today that through the power of the Holy Spirit, President Trump would be transformed by the blessed power of God's Holy Spirit, that he would have wisdom, the wisdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, for our country and for our people, that he would be blessed as a man and as a president. Why? Because if he's blessed, we're blessed. Oh, he's not a king. He will be here for 4 years by God's grace, and we need to keep him in prayer. I believe that God wanted him to be president during these 4 years. I believe that. Whether I voted for him or not, I believe God wants him to be president for these 4 years. Our prayers must go with him so that his wisdom would be the wisdom of God and not the wisdom of men. You see, we've got the best country in the world by God's grace. But let me tell you this, we can lose it. We can lose it. It's all about God's grace that has given us the best country in the world. It's all about God's grace and God's choice to give us the best country in the world. That means we will not always have it if we let go of the grace of God. This country was formed one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Under God, which God? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. One nation under God. We need to keep our senses that our nation is under God. And he has bestowed upon our nation so many riches, raw materials, oil, gold, all the things that make for prosperity. But we must not forget God. You see, this is God's gift. I remember going from Europe to Logan Airport. And I love Europe, and I loved Italy, and I loved the Holy Land. But when I was on the ground at Logan Airport, I kissed the ground, because there's nothing like the United States of America. But we can lose it if we let go of God. We can lose it if we ditch Jesus Christ. I tell you, God has given us this great country. And this great country must show homage to God. That means you and me. That means us. Homage to God. Love of God. And love to God. Our country was given us as a gift from God himself. But you see, we can lose the gift if we get high and mighty, thinking that we can do it ourselves. One nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. This is real stuff. You know, patriotism has to do with faith. One nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. We need to be faithful people, faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for us, who died, who was buried, and who rose from the dead, and who gave us this great country. We need to always be grateful to God for the country he has given us. I told you that I've been to Europe by God's grace. I've been to the Holy Land, Israel, by God's grace. But there's nothing like the United States of America. Nothing. Nothing, nothing. But we can lose it, you see. We can lose it if we turn away from the Lord Jesus Christ. We can lose it. This is a gift that God gave us. You see, when we go and feed the poor on a Saturday and we feed the homeless, I often say about the homeless that are being fed, this should not be. We live in the United States of America. These people should not be on the street. These people need to be cared for. The only thing we can do when we go out to the homeless is to feed them and to pray for them. We have no ability to put them in a place that they need to stay, but we do have an ability to feed them and pray for them. But they should not be on the street. This is the United States of America, with liberty and justice for all. I care about the people that we see on a Saturday that live on the streets. I care about them. We pray for them. We feed them. We tell them that we love them. We ask their names so we can call them by name and not by any other thing but by their own name. We've been doing this for 25 years, feeding the people out on the street. Oh, it's nothing great that we're doing. We're only doing what's supposed to be doing. I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. We're only doing what God calls us to do in Jesus Christ. We're not doing anything wonderful. We're just doing the minimum. The minimum, caring for those people, at least the best way that we can. So there's nothing to be proud about. We're just doing the minimum. But you know, I thank God that God calls us to go out to the poor. 25 years ago, we were just about going out on a Saturday for the first time. And I received a call from New York. They, at the day we were going to go out for the first time, they, the people in New York, have a ministry to the poor. They go out with a van and feed people and give them drink. They didn't know we were going to stop that on that Saturday, and yet they called me, and I knew this was God's confirmation that what we were doing was right with God. They never called me before, but on the Saturday that we started, they called me. They wanted to know how I was, and I said to them, God called you to call me, because today we're going out to the poor, to feed them, and to pray for them. Oh, God knows how to do things. You know, even when Saturday falls on Christmas, our people go out. You want to know why? Because people are waiting for us. I said when we began the first week, if we're going to do this, it's going to be done every week. Because the people will be waiting for us. That's it. That's it. If we're going to do this, we're going to do it every week. And I'm telling you, it's no feather in our hats. We're only doing the minimum. I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink. I was naked, and you clothed me. And they said, when, Lord, did we see you hungry, thirsty, and naked? And Jesus said to them, as long as you did this to the least of my people, you did it to me. It's real. It's real. Again, we don't need a feather in our cap. We're only doing the minimum. Only I wish we had the ability to put them up and get out of the street completely. But we don't have that ability. But we do have the ability to pray with them, to call them by name, to feed them, and to let them know they're cared for. That's what we can do. We cannot house them. We don't have that ability. I wish we did. But we don't. So we do all that we can. And we do it every week, whether I'm there or not. Not about me, it's about them. he being cared for in the great country of the United States of America? If the church doesn't care for the homeless, who will? Remember what Jesus said. I was hungry and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me to drink. I was naked and you clothed me. I was in prison and you visited me. And they said, Lord, when did we see you in these things? As often as you did it to the least of my friends, you did it to me. I don't often think of that scripture from Matthew 25 when we feed the poor. I do not often think of that scripture, but that's what we're doing. And it's no great thing that we're doing. We're only doing the minimum where Jesus told us what to do. No feather in our hats. We don't need a feather. We don't need anything. We just continue to do it because these are God's people. And you know, some of the people on the street have more faith than me. They have reached an end, and they know if God is not for them, they're going to die. They have great faith. I wish I had ability to put them up in a place and have people in that place to care for them. But I don't. So we do what we can do. What can we do? We feed them and we pray for them. That's what we can do. Cannot do anything else. We feed them and we pray for them. And remember, as I told you, many of them have more faith than us because they have no one else but God himself. They're on the street. I remember a young man. He couldn't have been 18 years old. His name was Michael. And he said to me, Father, this is my first day on the street. I wanted to take him home with me. I wanted to take him home with me. This is my first day on the street. My heart was broken. I don't know why he ended up on the street. I don't know what were the circumstances that his parents threw him out or whoever threw him out. But I knew this child, really a child, 18 years old, needed someone to care for him. So we fed him, we prayed for him, and that's about all we could have done for him. It broke my heart. It broke my heart. And then we saw a woman once, not long ago. She was wheeling a carriage with a little baby in it, 2 or 3 years old. My heart was broken that the baby and the mother is on the street. My heart was broken. We gave them food. You know what the woman said to the baby? She called the baby by name. She said, today we can have lunch. My Lord. My Lord. My Lord. My heart was broken. Today we can have lunch. I'm not talking about third world countries. I'm talking about people in Boston. I'm talking about people that need to be cared for by the people who love Jesus Christ. He said, as you did it for the least of my friends, you did it to me. And we need to know that. Jesus is out on the street, homeless. Whatever put the people there, we do not know. But we go to minister to Jesus Christ on the street. We do not do too much. We can only be there for a short while. We can only give them food. We can only give them drink. We can only give them prayer. We can't do much more. But we do what we can by the grace of God. By the grace of God. God started this ministry 25 years ago. And I remember the first day at Holy Rosary when we were going out. I said, if today we start to feed the poor, we need to do it every single Saturday. Because they'll be waiting for us. And that's what we've done, by the grace of God. Nothing great, only ministering to Jesus. That's what he said. As often as you did this to the least of my friends, you did it to me. But you see, as you go to the nursing home, you're going to visit Jesus. As often as you did this to the least of my friends, you did it to me. As you go and visit at the hospital, you're going to visit Jesus. As often as you did this to the least of my friends, you did it to me. This is real. I love Jesus, but I also know he comes to us in disguise many times. In disguise. Like people on the street, they don't look like Jesus, but they're disguised because they are in place of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, they come to us disguised. And if we reject the disguised people of God, we reject the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He told us that. He said it in the 25th chapter of St. Matthew. That's what he said. And that's what we do. And we do not deserve any credit because we're only doing what is necessary. And we're not doing anything over and beyond what's necessary. You see, we've seen so many people. And my heart breaks especially for the young ones. For the young ones who are out on the street. My heart breaks for them. But, you know, we try to do what we can. And after we finish, we leave them to God. We cannot carry their burden with us because we've got other people to bless. We just leave them with God. We give them our names. We give them prayer. We give them food, all the minimums. And then we leave them, trusting that the Lord himself will take care of them one moment at a time. What does Jesus look like? I'm going to tell you. He looks like the person you cannot stand. He looks like the person I cannot stand. That's what he looks like. And you know what? When we see Jesus, when our heart stops beating, he will say to us, you did not know me because you couldn't stand that person. And yet I was hidden in them. Oh my, Lord Jesus, forgive me. Too late, he'll say. You needed to ask forgiveness when you were on the earth. This is real stuff now. Real stuff. Caring for the poor in the name of Jesus. We do not go out there because we're good humanitarians. We go out there because we are good Christian Catholics. Or if we're not good, hopefully God will make us good. We're only doing the minimum. That's all we're doing. Same with the Word of God. If I don't preach the Word of God, someone else is going to do it. And I don't want anyone taking my job. I want you to know that you've been loved with an everlasting love. I want you to know that the power of the Holy Spirit is for you today. I want you to know that Jesus Christ heals the sick and raises the dead. I want you to know you are not the most impossible case for Jesus Christ. I want you to know that God has a plan for your life. I want you to know that He sees you face to face by faith. He knows you face to face by faith. It's time for us to look up and say, Jesus, I am here and I surrender. I am here for you and I surrender. I have nothing to give you but my life, which is broken, which is needy, which is poor. But you know what? I surrender. I surrender all because you are my Lord and you are all in all for me. May your name be praised, O Jesus Christ. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.